It's Bill Nesten speaking.
Nesten.
We'll begin with the box, and the plural is boxes, but the plural of ox should never be oxen, not oxes. Then one fowl is goose, but two are called geese, yet the plural of moose should never be meese. You may find a lone mouse or a whole lot of mice, but the plural of house is houses, not highs. If the plural of man is always called men, when couldn't the plural of a pan be called pin? The cow in plural may be cows or kine, but the plural of vowel is mouse, not wine. And I speak of a foot, and you should show me your feet, but if I give you a boot, should a pair be called beet? If one is a tooth and a whole set of teeth, why shouldn't the plural of both be called beef? If the singular is this and the plural is these, why should the plural of kiss be nicknamed keys? What did I
put? Sorry. Then last, then then one may be that, and three may be those. Yet the plural of a hat would never be hose. We speak of a brother and also a brethren, but though we say mother, we never say mithren. The masculine pronouns are he, his, and him, but imagine the feminine, she, shes, and shim. So our English, I think you'll agree, is the trickiest language you ever did see. I take it you already know of tough and buff and cuff and duff. Others may stumble, but not you, on hiccough, through, slow, and through. Well done. And now you wish perhaps to learn a less familiar traps. Beware of heard a dreadful word that looks like beard but sounds like bird. And that it's said like bed, not beat. For goodness sake, don't call it deed. Watch out for the meat and grit and spread. They rhyme with suit and straight and dipped.
Maya.
Yeah.
Don't give up to me, I'll go tell you.
Hey.
Give no list. Stop.